Sans Merci at the Bloomington Playwrights Project opens with the sounds of a heavy rainstorm and the insistent knock on a San Francisco apartment door by Elizabeth, a drenched and aggrieved, conservatively dressed middle-aged woman played by Francesca Sobre. It's answered by the apartment's resident, a casually dressed, cane-wielding, limping young woman, Kelly, played by Margot Morgan. The first scene of the play is incredibly difficult to watch. The visiting Elizabeth has none of the grace or patter that we expect from the woman we see. She gripes with more anger than seems appropriate about the weather, the temperature, the rain. Kelly's equally out of any area of comfort. She doesn't know who this person is and has no appropriate social responses. Both characters are awkward and gawky in the extreme. It's only when Elizabeth looks critically around and remarks that she's never seen a lesbian apartment before, and Kelly tartly responds that the apartment isn't lesbian, she is, that we have a bit of levity, but it dies quickly. In flashbacks, we learn that Kelly and Elizabeth's daughter Tracy, played by Molly Cruz, met as Kelly helped her through a panic attack during the college literary class presentation. It's an insightful piece on the Keats poem from which Sans Merci takes its title. As they get to know one another and share confidences, life is breathed into the play, love develops and culminates in a lovely nude scene. The tragic action at the center of Sans Merci is the rape of both Kelly and Tracy and the killing of Tracy during a trip they made in support of a peaceful Indian group's battle with a big oil company in an area of Colombia that's also a battleground for rebel groups. The play is tough to watch. I've mentioned the discomfort of the opening scene, but it's more than matched in the final scene as Kelly plays Tracy's last words, the things she said between being raped and being shot, to Elizabeth. Tracy has always been afraid of simply opening her mouth and having things just spew out of it, and spew they did, in a repetitive adolescent cursing that led inevitably to her death. The bleakest part of Sans Merci and its theatrical miracle of understanding is that though Kelly the lover and Elizabeth the mother are such radically different characters, people who pretty much are incapable of understanding one another, they're sisters in grief. Each has decided to actively preserve the sense of the devastating loss at the center of their own life. They're very unwillingly and only momentarily connected, but they'll go their separate ways, and each knows that they are inextricably yoked. Throughout the play, director Bruce Burgon's guiding hand is very much in evidence. The actors must have incredible confidence in him to be able to pull off this kind of demanding piece. Molly Cruz was a delight as the fresh Tracy. She said that she loves playing her, and it shows. Margot Morgan did a fine job in the most challenging role that I've had the pleasure of seeing her in. Francesca Sobre, playing a woman so different from her usual self that it was a continual surprise, was a marvel. She can get more out of the slight curling of her lip than most actors get with their whole bodies. The Bloomington Playwrights Project's production of Sans Merci continues with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 8, and Sunday matinees at 2 through November 8th. You can find this review and an interview with three cast members on our website at wfiu.org. And at the Theater For You, I'm George Walker.